Bible, please do open with me to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 1 through to verse 7. One of our deacons, Brian Dorman, is going to be preaching on this passage later on in our service, and I'm just going to read it for us so that we're getting it out in front of us early and can start thinking about it and prepare for what Brian's going to do as he helps explain this and apply it to us. So 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Now the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. But the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house?" And she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels and not too few. Then go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside." So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her sons. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your son can live on the rest." This is God's word.
If you have your Bible with you, will you turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. And with God's help, we would look at verses 1 to 7. Now, I'm sure you are well aware that many situations in life that bring difficulties, bring misery, bring despair, discouragement, can be turned around with God's help. And this morning we are looking at a story which tells of a lady who was in very deep distress and hardly knew where to turn. This story ends with a rescue provided by God himself through his prophet Elisha. Elisha was the prophet who God raised up to take over from Elijah. And the country was being led away from the true God by her kings. But God sent his prophet Elisha to call the nation back to himself and to his ways and his word. Now, this is the first of the four miracles in the chapter performed by Elisha. And the question we have to ask ourselves is this: what are miracles meant to teach us? And someone said, miracles in the Bible are always signposts to show us something about God and his kingdom. And through the miracle of Elijah, God is revealing his power and his care for his people. This miracle had much to teach us this morning. For here we find a woman whose husband is dead, having to trust God in her situation. And we discover in the story that God showed himself to be the God who provides and cares for his people. And in the story, we discover three things. And the first thing we discover is this: a cry for help. A cry for help. Life for this woman could not have been much more desperate. And we see that if you look carefully at verse 1. This woman is one of the wives of the prophets who gathered round Elisha. But we find her in dire straits. Her husband had just died, and he had left her with two small boys to bring up and take care of. If grief and the burden of raising two small boys is not enough, then we discover that she had huge debts. It seemed that her husband had borrowed money from a creditor, and now the creditor wanted his money back, and there was a threat. The two boys would be taken as slaves to compensate for the loss of money if the woman could not pay. Can you imagine how she felt? Her whole life was in the balance. She was without a husband. She was without an income. She was facing a future without her two sons. It was a desperate situation for her. This woman's situation was a picture of what life was like in the land when God's word was ignored. When the provision that God laid down to help and care for the weak and the defenseless people are totally ignored, then these people suffer. What kind of people would neglect a penniless widow and her two children to be enslaved? Only a nation where God and his word is ignored. But God won't have it. He is a God, as we read in the Bible, he is a God of compassion, and will not let her cry go unanswered. Now let all of us take a minute and think of our world today. Is it any better than it was in Elijah's day? We see all around us those who have material needs. And we must be careful here and ask God to help us to share widely. There are those in our world today with practical needs. Maybe a lift for a hospital visit. Maybe looking after a relative or friend to give a carer some free time. There are those with spiritual needs. Do we really see people in our world today as saved and lost? Are we sharing the good news? May God help us all. And I'm number one, to listen when we hear cries for help. And may we be brave enough to cry for help ourselves when we find ourselves in difficulty. So we see, first of all, in the story, a cry for help. Secondly, we see a challenge to act. A challenge to act. It is the faith of the woman that shines through. Now, I want you to look again with me at verse 1. The woman was the wife of one of the company of the prophets. She says of her husband that he revered the Lord. This company of prophets supported both Elijah and Elisha around the country. These prophets remain committed to God despite the pressure upon them to worship false gods and the threat of death. And it's very clear in the story that the woman was a woman of faith. And like her husband, we are told she revered the Lord. But there was something that she had to do. She just couldn't sit back. She had nowhere else to turn. And her only hope was God and his prophet. And when Elisha began to suggest various strange things, even then, she simply trusts what Elisha says and gets on with it. No questions asked. Can you imagine the scene? Can you imagine the scene? The woman poured out her story to Elisha. And then all Elisha says to her, go and see the neighbors. We'll see that in verse 3. They will help you. She could easily, now I'm going to imagine that she could easily have turned round to Elisha and said to him, you are mad. What help is a load of jam jars? I have only a little oil. But she doesn't say that. She takes up the challenge. And she gets the empty jars from her neighbor and she follows Elisha's instruction. Just as I was saying to the boy and girl about the co-op bottle, you had to obey the instruction. And the lady follows Elisha's instructions. That, if you think about it, that is faith, taking God at his word and acting on it. But there is something even more remarkable about this woman. She went to the only God who could help her. He alone could solve her desperate situation. She could trust in him, but she had to play her part. We too, in our day, as God's people in the world in which we live, we must stay with God. We must stick with God despite the pressures we face, despite the difficulties that come our way. We are encouraged to stay, to stick with God. We need to listen to God and his word and take action. This is where the story is heading. And it comes in strange circumstances. Elisha tells the woman to collect all the jars from her neighbors and then lock herself and her two sons in the house and start pouring out her only remaining oil. We see that in verse 4. The miracle is, as she begins to pour, the oil just won't stop. She pours, she pours, she pours. Her two sons bring more and more and more jars. Then eventually, if you look at verse 6, one of her sons says, there's not a jar left. And suddenly, the oil stops. You can see why Elisha told her to get as many jars as possible. If she had not trusted God, if she had not trusted God's word through Elisha at that point, then she would have had very little oil. Now let's pause again and look at ourselves. Are we always willing to act? So often we want others to step in and carry us. But often God wants us to listen, to obey, to learn, to act, that he can bring us through the difficulties, the despair, whatever pressure, if we are willing to go a step at a time, or a day at a time. So here in the story, two things we have discovered so far. Cry for help. Challenge to act. And the third thing that we discover in the story is confident to go forward. Confident to go forward. Her faith is rewarded. She goes to the prophet, we see that in verse 7, and tells what had taken place And Elijah turned round to her and said to her, sell the oil, pay off your debts, and live on the earnings. It's an amazing story of God's miraculous provision. So this woman knows that God alone can provide. He is the one, the only one who can give help and provide for his people. In our greatest need, God provides for us when we turn to him, when we act, when we have the confidence to go forward. Not only has this woman been saved from starvation, she had been saved from slavery. That's the kind of God. The God of the Bible is a gracious God, a generous God, a loving God, an understanding, sympathetic God who cares for you and I, for his people across the world, when everyone else around them are turning away. God does not leave his people in the lurch. This really is a divine provision. Not only were the immediate needs of this woman supplied, but now there was a way forward. She could live on her earnings. Truly, this woman came to know the true meaning of Philippians 4 and 13. My God shall supply all you need. Remember the woman? She was from a family who loved the Lord. She struggled, yes, she struggled. She cried for help. She took up the challenge and was given confidence for the way ahead. Maybe you're here and you don't know this God. Ask him to make himself known to you. I was reading a book on the life of Charles Wesley. And Charles Wesley knew what it was to be lost and in despair. His religion was one of rule and duty. And one day, Charles Wesley met some Christians who truly loved and knew the Lord Jesus. Truly loved and knew the Lord Jesus as God's Son, as their Savior and Lord. He suddenly saw what true Christianity was all about. And he said, it's in the book, he said, on May 21st, 1738, God opened his heart. And he saw everything so clearly. He said, I now find myself at peace with God. I thought it was all by faith. He was confident that God had heard his cry. And he sat down and he wrote, long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night, thine eye did feel a quickening ray, I woke. The dungeon flamed with light. What's the next verse? Or next line? My chain fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. That verse is from Charles Wesley's great hymn, And Can It Be? He knew what it meant to come from slavery to freedom through Jesus' work for him on the cross. And that is God's greatest provision for us. We too can live in the knowledge that God will give us the strength to cope whatever this world throws at us. Whatever your situation, whatever my situation, cry for help. Take up a challenge and act. Look with confidence to God for the days ahead. May we be encouraged with that word as we go into the week ahead. Amen.